This is Trevor Kars. I'm going to talk about preparing for your first sprint try. And this guide is for anyone that has never done a triathlon, completely new to the scene, and you're essentially like somebody that's just getting into swimming, running, and cycling. So, and you know, for me, I completed my first triathlon. It was kind of middle of the pack in my age group. And I realized, you know, it takes quite a bit of practice and training to become the best or to get into that top tier. But because you're starting out, maybe you've only got like 30 days to train like I had, we're gonna break this down. And you know, we're going to start with the first sport that you start off with in a triathlon, and that's the swim. Now, for the swim, you want to ensure that you have the basics. Your swimming goggles and swimming trunks. For a sprint try, that's typically all you'll need, as you may be starting off in an indoor pool. So you'll need your goggles and swimming trunks. You don't have to get too fancy. What I find is that equipment becomes an important piece, and it's not critical that you have the best equipment. You're just trying to get going here. So if you have the basics, that's fine. Don't feel like you need to purchase more or that you need to get the best. I find that too many people spend way too much money on the equipment, and that's not going to help you. Your body and training your body is going to get you much further ahead. So consider the technique of swimming. And you know, when I did my first try, I actually wasn't doing the proper swim technique. I wasn't doing the proper pole technique. But with the front crawl, you need to always end up where your hands are kind of like a very narrow V in front of you. And that when your arm goes through and cuts through the water and then comes back up and around, and we're talking front crawl here, that it always lands right in the top. So what I find is that shoulder exercises are critical to ensuring that you have the proper rotation and you have the proper flexibility to swim appropriately. But you don't want to force it, and you don't want to be pushing too hard. Swimming is a very smooth process. Your arms should be flowing naturally. It shouldn't be flipping around too hard. And with each pull, that should propel you forward. And what's important is that your kicking is also very fluid, very natural, and you're not kicking up a storm. There actually shouldn't be too much splashing, and that your legs are like propellers, and your actual foot should be flexed outward, or flexed, you know, with your toes pointed out, and not, you know, your toes pointed as if, you know, you're standing. You should be, you know, you should have your feet extended out, so that you actually have it like flippers. Like flippers help propel you forward. Your feet should be like that too. And that's a big problem, is that a lot of people who are runners or cyclists, they do not have the proper flipper feet. And that slows them down. That causes drag, because your feet should be like flippers when you're swimming. So you might need some flexibility around the ankle and heel and kind of around that foot, making sure that you can have those flipper feet, and that's going to help you propel. And you're actually kind of kicking lightly underwater. Your feet aren't up at the surface of the water. They're actually slightly below. And that's going to help you propel forward. And that is essentially the technique. Now, because it's a sprint, you may want to breathe every time your arm pulls forward. Breathe to the side. Or, if you can get used to it, you breathe once every three times. One, two, three, breathe. One, two, three, breathe. Alternating on sides. That is the optimum approach. Remember, this is 750 meters. So, you do want to go relatively fast. But that being said, you don't want to exert yourself too much, as this is the first leg of the race. So you shouldn't feel too exhausted by the end of the swim, as you need to hop on your bicycle and then carry on. Now, the reason why I say, you just need swimming trunks is, you just, in the transition, you throw on your t-shirt and you're right out of the gate. There's quite a few different ways to prepare, but, make sure that your shoes are ready to go by your bike and that you're ready, you're pumped. I made the mistake of heading back towards the change room to get my equipment, with glasses and whatnot. Obviously, you have everything ready by your bicycle, you hop out of the swimming pool, and you head over, and you get your gear on, and you're moving. And you want to cut down that transition time as best as possible. Once you're on the bicycle, you're looking to do a fluid motion. Cycling, it's pretty straightforward, but regardless, you'll want to make sure that your feet are always parallel with the ground. So your feet are continuously pedaling with this angle so that it's parallel. Your bottom of your foot is parallel with the ground. And that is going to give you a strong motion each time. Now, if you're like me, you'll get the most basic bike just to get you going and get you used to cycling. You could do the triathlon with a mountain bike. I mean, that's not a problem. It's a little heavier, but hey, you're just getting going here. If you can, get the basic road bike so that you can get used to the process of just cycling. So when you're done with that, you got the next transition, which is to the running. Now for me, I have my shoes. I have just my running shoes, and I use my running shoes for cycling. So I don't have those clip pedal shoes type thing. And that might affect my momentum, but once again, you're just getting going here, and you shouldn't spend too much time thinking about equipment. So you use what you have. And by the time I've done my cycling, I'm exhausted a bit in that I need to get energy. So I have an energy bar, and I have that, and then I typically will have some water there and then get going for the run. And the run is the final leg where you might be exhausted at this point. You might be feeling, whoa, I'm a little tired here. And this is your opportunity to really pedal forward, keep moving. And you're ready to go. With the running, you're going to be quite mechanical with your arms, so your arms are moving back and forth, and then your legs are moving. Now this is just a 5-kilometer run. It's not too bad, you want to, you know, try to take this as quickly as possible. But again, you don't need fancy running shoes. Anything will do here. And there you have it. There's the basics for the triathlon.